You know I got the sauce. You know I'm saucy. Kiss my ass in my ears because it's finally faded. Transition. Pew, 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 pew. DJ Honey.
I swear I was like, where is she going with this? I don't know. I have no idea.
DJ Honey.
Y'all.
Where I'm at.
We're back.
We're back.
It's motherfucking cocktail murder.
It's murder of the cocktails. And cocktail of this evening, what did we have? I made a Cosmo.
A Cosmo with, ho?
Yes, a Cosmo ho.
A cos ho?
It's a cos ho. It's Cosho. We made a Cosho with white rum.
Ooh, child. And that rum is rummin.
Oh, my God. It's rummin. And speaking of which, let's take our shot and shot it in.
For our mini-sodes, we shot it in.
Exactly. And, oh, and one more thing. If you guys saw on our Instagram, we have a third party here with us.
Yes, we do have a guest. This is our first guest on our mini-sode.
On the mini-sode, yes. Charlie is attacking him. Sorry. Charlie is our bodyguard, and yes, for
and
whatever
he's
reason,
clearly
he
clearly not feeling our guests.
No, not at all. All right, so let's cheers it in, all three of us. Would you like to introduce yourself, guest? Yes, you would. Why would you come and? he's being shy. Whoa.
Okay.
Whatever. Let's cheers it in. Okay. You are. Oh, it's okay. No, he's just shy, guys.
Okay, we're gonna cheers it in.
We're gonna get some liquor in him. All right. Clink, cheers. Clink.
Oh. Oh my gosh. So I'm not a rum drinker. I'd never really drink rum. That shit is. Whoo. That shit burns.
Yeah. If you hear me smacking.
I know, me too.
It's because I chased mine with the olive.
I chased mine with a maraschino cherry.
Yeah.
So we're smacking. We're
still eating this. Wow. What a time.
So you guys, to be alive. This is Cocktail Murder, mini-sode mm-hmm. number four.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new to our mini-sodes or to Cocktail Murder in general, our mini-sodes are a very fun trivia drinking game.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding!
So what we do, you guys, we have questions from our past podcast episodes, and they have to do with the stories we've told from before. Mm-hmm. So in order to even get these questions right, you have to listen to our previous episode.
Yes. And or know about true crime in general.
Yeah, that's part. Because some of these stories or some of the questions are very like, well, duh, everybody knows your stories. But
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyways, the drinking game part is that if you get the question wrong, you take a drink. If you get it right, you take a drink still.
And celebrate. Yeah. Definitely celebrate your rightness or correctness of getting the questions right. So.
Yes. Oh, and also we, once again, you said earlier, there's a cocktail of the week.
Yeah.
This week is a rum Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cute. This one is really good. I know our last mini-sode, it was the most disgusting cocktail. It was so
horrible.
Bad. This time it is really
It was actually
good.
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah, and so make sure you follow us on Cocktail Murder on Instagram at Cocktail Murder, and we put in a reel, which is basically the ingredients and how we made it and all that stuff.
So. Yeah. Yep.
So yeah, I don't know if our guest wants to introduce himself yet.
No,
he's as cool as us.
And he is, and he is.
He's actually really cool. He's really dope.
He's here.
At Trendsetter Cartel.
Yeah.
If you would like to follow him, he's a dope tattoo artist.
Super dope.
Yeah.
And artist in general, painter.
Yeah, artist in general. So
definitely follow him.
Somebody doesn't listen to Cocktail Murder.
Apparently not. Oh, okay. It's just different. It's like a live show.
It's different live,
he's starstruck.
Right.
Okay. He's starstruck. That's all. It's all good. It happens. Okay. So,
all right. We can go ahead and just get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to kick off the questions, honey?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Okay, here we go. This unfortunate case was about a little girl in high school residing in Japan. A group of boys related to the Yakuza gang kidnapped and tortured this poor girl for 44 days straight. What was the name of the little girl?
Oh, shit.
A, Sitaro Fukiage. B, Junko Furuta. Or C, Lisa Pham. What do you think, Mark?
As an avid listener, I know the answer is C.
Lisa Pham? Take a drink.
Drink time. No, as an avid listener.
I just narrowed down the choices for you, actually.
You did.
Mistake.
So I actually remember this case very vividly, actually. It's one that we covered on the podcast as well as on our live. It was one of our most disturbing and sad cases, I think, that we've ever had to talk about, especially because she was so young. So I do remember her name. I do remember the story. And I'm going to go with B. That was Junko Furuta.
You are correct.
Yes!
Ding, ding, ding! Yes! Good job.
But I'm going to take a drink anyway.
In celebration.
Because
drink to the freaking weekend.
Cheers.
I mean, cheers to the freaking weekend. Drink to that.
All right. Okay. My question.
Okay.
La Madrina, better known as...
Wayne Williams.
La Madrina is not Wayne Williams.
Far from.
That's the only one he knows. Those Wayne right. Williams. Okay. La Madrina is better known as Griselda Blanco.
Okay.
She was the drug queen pin of Medellin. At the end of a very long run, she got caught lacking.
Oh my God.
And she was shot twice in the head.
I know what you
did. Where was she?
Fuck you!
Killed?
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me answer first because I don't know.
Go ahead.
Okay. A bodega. B, the bank. Or C, the butcher shop.
It's between bodega and butcher shop for me. My choice would go, I'm going to go with butcher shop.
Okay. And then my answer.
Oh, now you got something to say.
And the correct answer is the butcher shop.
Well, ding, 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 ding.
Yay! We did it.
Yes.
We did it. Yeah.
After Griselda Blanco, who was like freaking... Yes, it was 2 pounds of...
Holy shit,
she was such like a harsh, like dictator type of woman.
Yeah,
and she got caught lacking buying ground beef at the butcher shop. You know, I remember when we covered this story on live, and everybody was like, that's how she died?
Yeah.
Like this drug
buying.
This drug queen pin.
Beef. Like, making some
that's how she
later.
Went out. that is so crazy.
Well, yes. I'm going to drink out of celebration.
Yes.
So I can get drunk.
Yes.
And while you guys answer, first let me move on and then, because it's going to take a while, I'm going to make a face and while I take a shot, whatever. It's going to be a whole thing. Okay. The Taco Bell Strangler terrorized Charlotte, North Carolina in the 90s, then brutally murdering 11 women. What was his name? A, Henry Wallace. B, Samuel Little. Or C, Derek Todd Lee.
Wow. Mark?
I'm going to go with A.
A, Henry Wallace. Okay. What's your answer?
You know, I know that it is not Samuel Little, because Samuel Little's fucking, whoa. That man was, a lot. He was in California, and he did not just kill 11 people. He killed many, many, many people. And it's not Derek Todd Lee, because I covered Derek Todd Lee.
Oh, damn it.
Recently.
Yes. Fuck me.
It is A. That is Henry Wallace.
You both are correct. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. I'm just going to drink in celebration, and I hope you guys are at home drinking, too.
I know. Oh, that's so good. These olives, I just want to say, the olives that we put in the martini.
Addictive.
We just realized Mark pointed out that they are tipsy jalapeno olives made with vodka.
They're so literally, they've been sitting and brewing in vodka.
This whole time, we had no idea. So fun, yes, is what I'm saying.
Okay. This question is so funny because, honey, you and I have been talking about a lot lately how we're so in each other's heads. It's so stupid how in each other's heads we are.
Okay.
Okay, here's the question. Anthony Sowell was charged with 11 counts of aggravated murder and 74 counts of rape, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. The media nicknamed Anthony Sowell A, the Taco Bell Strangler.
Oh, that's so funny.
B, the Bayou Strangler. Or C, the Cleveland Strangler.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I know it's not A, obviously. So I go
Let's
ahead.
Let's go, Mark.
You're so eager.
My answer is B.
B?
The Bayou Strangler.
The Bayou Strangler. Okay. That's Anthony Sowell. I'm going to go with C, the Cleveland Strangler.
One of you is correct.
Oh my god, who is it?
The person who is correct
is
Honey.
Yes! Yes, let me tell you something. It was kind of a guess, but this is how my brain worked. I was thinking about the timeline of how we presented these cases, because the Bayou Strangler was
Recent.
Yeah, so recent, but I know it wasn't Sowell. Like, I just remember the last name Sowell, and I did not type that name recently.
Right.
So, yeah, so good. I do have that advantage over you, Mark. Sorry.
I was just thinking, we haven't had a B choice yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Look how our minds work.
Seriously, I know. Okay. True or false? The Zodiac Killer terrorized the San Francisco area for decades. This man confessed to 37 murders.
Sheesh.
And finally, this year, it had been solved when a man came forward.
False. It was not this year.
Taj?
False.
False. Why?
Because it was not the Zodiac Killer.
Mm.
Zodiac
Killer was not. Wait. I don't know.
The Zodiac Killer was not this year.
Right?
This year was somebody else, but the Zodiac Killer was not found this year.
Mm. The Zodiac Killer was never found, right?
The numbers are more. I don't think the Zodiac Killer was found and the numbers are more.
Okay, false. I'm going with you, Mark. False.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, so you guys are correct. It was reported 37. I don't know if he, like, the letters confessed to more.
More. Okay.
No, he has not been found, but they did find a letter, last year? Or they decoded a letter, last year.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So you both are correct.
I need to read up a little bit more on that.
Yeah, recently I just watched, I rewatched the movie, The Zodiac.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually in that movie.
Shut up.
Well, okay. I was in the deleted scenes. But
holy
I was.
Fuck, you were.
I was
yeah,
in that
were.
Movie.
You were with
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I was.
It was you.
It was me the whole time. The whole time.
You were like soaking your
moment. Oh my god. No, yeah, you were. That's so funny.
I was there with Robert Downey Jr. Wow. I was. It was a scene. I was on a staircase, and he was talking to an investigator, something like that. And we had to eat animal crackers. Me and two other kids. And I was so young, and we were kids in the scene. and we're eating animal crackers, and then when they yelled cut, we had to spit the animal crackers out because we did so many takes. If you keep eating these animal crackers, you're gonna get sick. Yeah. So yeah, it was very interesting. Just a small portion of my life.
Yeah, fun fact of Taj.
I gotta find like a DVD of that with the deleted scenes.
Exactly.
Where so do no you one find deleted you're scenes?
A liar at? Or anything.
The crazy part is I've never seen it. I've never seen me. I just remember the filming of it. I never saw myself.
Wow.
Okay. My story now. Or my story. My question. Sharice Iverson.
Oh.
She was 7 years old when she was found in a Las Vegas restroom, murdered, folded in half, and stuffed in a toilet. She should have been in the care of her father, but he was...
Oh, fuck.
A, talking to a woman at the bar. B, gambling in the casino. Or C, doing drugs in the men's bathroom.
I know it's not C. It's not doing drugs in the men's bathroom. Okay. The A and B are so fucking realistic.
Right? Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna go with gambling. That's my answer. I'm worried having a stare down right now.
I agree with your answer. I think he was gambling.
Okay.
And the answer is B. He was gambling in the casino instead of looking out for his seven-year-old
fucking daughter. Yeah, I remember that case.
Oh, that was a hard case.
Yeah, it was very hard to go over, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was, like I was saying earlier, I'm like, a lot of our earlier cases were very, like... Yeah.
Brutal.
Brutal. And oh, my gosh. Yeah, difficult stories.
What does BTK from the BTK Strangler stand for? It's an easy one. A, bind, torture, kill. B, bind, then kill. Or C, bind, tie, kill.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna go with A.
Josh.
I'm gonna go with A. Bind, torture, kill.
Ding, ding, ding.
You said bind, then kill.
Trust me, as I was typing that, I totally made that up. Bind, then kill.
Right, you can't bind, then kill. You gotta bind, then torture, then kill. Goodness gracious. So oh my goodness, I'm gonna drink.
That is
I think I'm getting drunk, y'all.
Are you?
Okay. All right. My last question is about Jamie Osuna. So Jamie Osuna was a self-proclaimed Satanist that was charged in the murder of Yvette Peña, who was a lookalike of his ex-wife. He was then deemed unfit for trial by reason of insanity for killing his first and only cellmate in prison.
Oh.
He was then found posing with what form of jewelry?
Oh, shit.
A, a necklace made of his cellmate's body parts. B, a necklace made of his own body parts. Or C, a necklace stolen from his cellmate's great-grandmother.
I want to say a necklace made of his cellmate's body part. I vaguely remember this case, vaguely. But I remember it being so sick.
Sick,
yeah.
A sounds good, but I like to go a little bit sicker and go with C.
Ah.
Cellmate's great-grandmother.
I don't think you get that, but
okay. One of you is correct.
Okay.
And it's C, his great grandson.
Shut up! Oh, oh,
you just kidding. It is A. He was found posing with a necklace made of his cellmate's body parts.
Yes.
And it was so actually his fingers, his lungs, and I can't remember another part of his body, but it was really gross.
That's rookie shit. I would have had the great grandmother shit.
Yeah. sick. You're sick.
That's kind of some boss shit. If I can get your great grandmother's necklace,
yeah,
and be posing with it, that's a scary motherfucker right there.
Like, that's mine now.
How you find my great grandma? You dug her up.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. That's insane.
That's crazy.
Okay. The movement for the restoration of the Ten Commandments of God was another doomsday cult. Aren't they all?
Aren't they all?
Anyways.
Wait, can we, one day we have to discuss that. Why are cults doomsday?
They're like, always doomsday. They always have to die. They always have to commit suicide.
Fake. You got to kill these motherfuckers.
Because if you keep going, they're going to find out that you're a fraud.
At some point, they're going to wake up.
That's true.
So, anyways, what happened to the leader, Joseph? A, he was caught fleeing and thrown into prison for life. B, he was free as he actually didn't hurt anyone. They hurt themselves. And cults are not illegal in Africa. Or C, he died in the fire.
Oh, shit. Mark?
My answer is A.
A, he was caught fleeing and thrown into prison for life. Okay.
Okay. This is actually one of my favorite stories.
I know.
Because right? I'm so into like cults for some reason. It's just the mindset of the people. I'm always like, what the hell? You know, I actually know someone who was involved in a cult on accident. So it's like, it's really real for these people to like accidentally get involved. Anyways. I remember this case and I am not totally sure if I'm going to be right, but I'm going to go with B. I think I remember him getting away with it.
And he didn't hurt anyone and cults are not legal in Africa. Okay. Well, none of you guys are correct.
What?
Actually, what's reported is that he did die in the fire. However, wait a minute, but you're kind of correct.
Okay.
I'll give you like a half point there because there is a conspiracy that he did go away and that his kids, his children, do truly believe that he's still alive.
Right, and he like fleed to another country.
Yeah, he fled somewhere else. Okay. But it's reported, though, that he was amongst the people in the fire.
Oh, hoocha. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I, like, want him to, like, pop up somewhere so I know.
I'm sure he did already
he's
somewhere.
He's got to, right?
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll drink to my half point.
Yeah, what a case that was.
That was a wild case. Oh my gosh, you guys have to go back and listen to that one. Yeah. I mean, this was a cult. They were like discouraged from speaking to each other.
Yeah, from talking.
From literally talking. Really they would pass notes to each other because, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then it's like sad too because they just built like this mass grave for them. And then the people that lived outside of the cult, because they were in like this one specific area, the people who lived in the village right outside, they were saying like, it smells like dead bodies. Yeah. Like, it's not like, it's like, this is something old and forgotten about. No, they're like, no, it smells like dead body all the time here. So crazy.
Imagine however many flesh just burned and incinerated.
People
and
sold all their belongings to be a part of cult.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So crazy. Yeah. Whew, all right. Well, that's it.
That's it? Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, wow. Great.
I hope you guys are drunk.
Seriously, let's pour. I'm going to pour myself another one.
Yeah,
wine.
We're going to shot it out. Before we shot it out, Mark, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Trendsetter Cartel on Instagram.
Yep, that's his intro.
I said that earlier. Okay. Thought you were going to come with a little bit
that's
more.
That's called being a Capricorn. That's what
is. That what it
very,
is?
Very reserved for whatever reason.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for another mini-sode. This is mini-sode number 4.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Cocktail Murder. That's where you'll see the ingredients for our cocktail of the week, which this week was a rum Cosmo.
It's a Cosmo. Yes. Title. Okay.
Don't make me a hoe. It's Cosmo. Make me a hoe.
All right. So, thank you guys so much for tuning in. In 2 weeks. I said this on the last podcast.
You said this on the podcast that yesterday. We recorded
yesterday. I said this on the podcast that came out on Thursday of this week.
And Jesus. It's Friday and of it's, this week.
I know. Jesus Christ. Anyways, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about that announcement. anyways, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Cocktail Murder. Check out our cocktail of the week with the different ingredients.
Yes.
And any upcoming dates that we have with our Instagram live as well.
Absolutely.
So let's shot this motherfucker out.
Shot it out.
Ugh, with white rum.
I know. Great. This is almost as bad as tequila. I'm not even going to, I mean, not tequila, vodka.
Yeah.
Not
rookies.
I know.
Cheers.
Cheers. To the freaking weekend. okay, bye guys. Bye. Ugh.